Hey guys, welcome back to Kitchen Table MTG. I am Michael, be tapping them cards, Jackson, and today we are talking Marique Ride Barrette. But before we do that, I wanted to talk about Battle Bond a little bit. So, you know, when Conspiracy 1 was first printed, they printed Exploration in there. I only got one. I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to that set, but I did get one. And this was probably by the time Conspiracy 2 was already out, because I think I just bought old packs and I cracked it in the pack. But then when Conspiracy 2 came out, they had burgeoning in there, and these are, I mean, Exploration is up to like 20 bucks, and I think, I'm pretty sure burgeoning's back up to 10. So you guys just want to watch these sets, because they're going to throw something good in there, and if you don't, you know, if you don't like spending a lot of money on these cards, burgeoning was under $3 there for a long time, so you might get pretty lucky and find something good out of these sets. Yeah, but watch those spoilers, you'll find something cool. I know they got those lands everybody's psyched about, those things. I think, from what I heard, I haven't checked TCG Player, but they're already like pre-ordering for like 15 bucks, so I definitely don't think they're worth $15. But yeah, there'll probably be some cool stuff in there, so you know, keep an eye on the spoilers, see what's coming, maybe you'll crack something good, go to the draft or whatever. But yeah, let's get back into Marique Ride Barrette. So I'm pretty sure I'm mispronouncing the hell out of that, but let's read her here. She is one white, one blue, and one black, and it says Marique doesn't untap during your untap step, and then she has the ability of tap, gain control of target creature as long as you control Marique. When Marique leaves play or becomes untapped, destroy that creature, it can't be regenerated. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to want to steal some creatures. We're going to want to destroy a lot of stuff, just keep untapping her, wipe the board, you know, use the creatures as long as we can. It's going to be a super cool deck, and this is a deck I'm actually building, so I'm tearing a couple decks apart to build this. And everything else is pretty cheap to get into this deck. I mean, there's like, we'll go over the list at the end, but there's only like 7 or 8 cards that are above like $2, so it's a fairly cheap deck, minus the mana base that you're gonna have to deal with that. So I wanted to build this deck because I was looking through my folder, my legendary creature folder, and I saw her in there. She's been in there forever, and I've wanted to build a deck around her before, but I figured I'd check her out on Tapped Out. And most of the decks on Tapped Out for her, it was like good stuff, and then they would have ways to untap her, maybe a couple things that tapped or relied on that, you know, that they could get the extra value out of for all the cards that they had to untap her. But yeah, I mean, mostly good stuff, a lot of control, and I think that'd be a super fun way to build her. But I am building her where every card in this deck is going to matter about tapping. So everything in the deck is going to matter about tapping. There's only like 4 cards that don't tap, 4 or 5 cards that don't tap, but they do heavily rely on tapping. So, so this is a super creature heavy base deck, but we got some pretty cool stuff in here. So let's go over a couple other things we can steal some creatures with. We've got, I'm going to butcher this, Beguiler of Wills. And this, you can tap to gain control of target creature with power less than or equal to the number of creatures you control. And then we've got Callous Oppressor. And this one, you may choose not to untap it during your untap steps. As it comes into play, an opponent chooses a creature type. So they're going to choose, you know, I mean, you definitely don't throw this on the person who's running tribal, but then it says tap, gain control of target creature that isn't of the chosen type as long as Callous Oppressor remains tapped. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to be able to steal some pretty cool stuff with that. That's not a huge downfall either. You know, one tribe, we can get around that. But, yeah, this is one of any color, blue, to steal, you know, almost anything besides that one tribe. What are we going to get? A Consecrated Sphinx, Shieldred, you know, a Grave Titan. I mean, we're going to get something cool out of this, so that one's pretty cool. And then we've got Old Man of the Sea. So this is a super old card here. Let me pull it up here. It is one blue for a creature, Dimn, 2/3. You may choose not to untap him during your untap step. And then it says tap, gain control of target creature with power less than or equal to Man of the Sea's power for as long as you have Old Man or the sea remains tapped, and that creature's power remains less than or equal to his power. So, I mean, we'll get some smaller creatures, but, you could get a taste out of this, couldn't you? I don't know, maybe not. Maybe she's a 2/3, so. Yeah, I mean, we'll get some cool stuff with this, too. But what else do we got in here? We got some more creatures that destroy stuff. So even if we are just stealing these creatures and we don't want to use them, we can destroy them real quick. We've got Avatar Woe. This is a super nice EDH staple. Six of any color, black for a creature. Avatar 6/5. If there are 10 or more creature cards total in all graveyards, Avatar of Woe costs 6 less to cast. So, yeah, I mean, mid-game we're casting this for black. She has Fear on that big 6/5 body, and she has Tap, Destroy Target Creature, Can't Be Regenerated. That's super sweet. And then we've got Visara Dreadful. So this one costs a little more. 3 of any color, black. Legendary creature Gorgon, 5/5 with flying, still got that big butt body with some evasion, and she taps to destroy target creature, it can't be regenerated. Then we've got some stuff that, it's got a little bit more criteria for us to meet, but we have Aethersworn Adjuster. An Aethersworn Adjuster is 4 of any color, blue, for a 4/4 flyer, and it says pay 1. A white, a black, tap, destroy target creature, or enchantment. So that's really nice. And then it has the ability of pay 2 of any color and a blue, untap it. So, yeah, I mean, this is something we're definitely going to want to take advantage of. And we got Royal Assassin. He's going to tap to destroy another tapped creature. And then Stone Catapult. So this is one of the expensive cards in the deck, but we're throwing it in just because, it's got the flavor in it. So Stone Catapult is $7.70. And it is 4 of any color, 1 black for a 1/2 soldier. On your turn, before you attack, you may tap Stone Catapult to destroy any one tapped creature that isn't black. So yeah, I mean, we gotta add this guy in. That's $7. Well worth it. Yeah, let's get into some other stuff here. Next up, we got some counter magic. So we have Disruptive Student. So this is going to tap to counter spell unless they pay 1. And then we have Mundungu, counter unless they pay 1 and 1 life. But then we get into some better stuff here. We've got Urtai the Corrupted, 2 of any color, white, blue, black for a 3/4 wizard legend, and it says pay 1 blue, tap, sacrifice a creature or an enchantment, counter target spell. So that's pretty sweet. And then we've got Urtai before he was the corrupted with the wizard adept, 2 of any color and 1 blue, and he is a summon legend, and it's got text right on there that says he counts as a wizard if we were looking for that. But 2 of any color, blue, tap, counter target spell. Play this ability as an interrupt. So yeah, I'm going to have to pull this out of another deck because he's sitting at about $11 right now. So I'm not spending that again. But yeah, hopefully you got one. But yeah, I mean, this deck, there's so many cheap cards, so many cheap value cards. You're going to be able to build this deck on a budget without putting all these super expensive cards in. So, but you know, $11... it would be nice to have an Urtai. I love using them, so yeah, I mean, go out and get one if you got the money. Okay, so we also got some other cool stuff happening. We've got Jessen Bomb Giver. and this will tap to make a creature unblockable. And then we've got Minister of Impediments that just taps a creature, Rothai Trapper, he taps a creature, and then Stormscape Apprentice taps a creature. And then we've got Tradewind Rider. So Tradewind Rider is pretty cool here. He is 3 of any color, blue for a 1/4 flyer, and he says tap 2 creatures you control, return target permanent to its owner's hand. So we're going to get, you know, kind of an unsummon except for a permanent. That's going to be super sweet. Yeah, I mean, you could, if you really wanted to, you could start returning everybody's lands to their hand, and then they've got, what is the name of that guy? He's on the end page here. Helldozer. Yeah, Helldozer will destroy lands, and there was one other one that'll destroy lands. They're super heavy and black, but, yeah, if that's what you're into, go for it. Okay, what are we on here? We're on Tradewind Rider, so next up is Vodalon Vodalin Illusionist, and this one's really cool. So Vodalin Illusionist is 2 of any color and 1 blue, and it has the ability of pay 1 blue, 1 blue, tap, target creature phases out. So definitely when we wipe the board, we're going to want to phase something out real quick, and then we will jump right back into the board, able to steal people's stuff. So and then how are we going to destroy board wipe here? We've got Magus of the Disc. So Magus of the Disc is 2 of any color, white for a human wizard, 2/4, and he comes into play tapped, but he has the ability of pay 1, tap it, destroy all artifacts, creatures, enchantments. And then we have Nivenral's Disc, which does the same thing except it's an artifact. So we'll get into some other cool stuff here. We've got Mother of Runes. That's going to tap to give target creature we control protection from the color of our choice. And then we get back into trying to get some stuff out of the graveyard here. So, you know, I mean, a lot of stuff's going to be dying. We're going to need to get some stuff back to the graveyard. We've got Coffin Queen. She's going to let us tap. Let me read Coffin Queen's older card. 2 of any color, 1 black for a 1/1 wizard. You may choose not to untap Coffin Queen during your untap phase. Pay 2 of any color and 1 black. Put target creature card from any graveyard into play under your control. Remove that creature from the game if Coffin Queen becomes untapped, or if you lose control of Coffin Queen. So, yeah, I mean, not only is this going to get us a creature back, but it's going to exile it. So, we got a little bit of grave hate built into her. Next up, we've got Hana, Ship's Navigator. This was another general that I've always looked at, and I thought, maybe I'll build a deck out of her one day. But she is 1 of any color, 1 white, 1 blue for a 1/2 legendary creature, human artificer. And she has the ability of 1 white, 1 blue, tap, return target artifact or enchantment card from your graveyard to your hand. So that's going to help us out a little bit. Next up, we got one that was just reprinted, Hell's Caretaker. So this is 3 of any color and 1 black for a 1/1 horror. Tap, sacrifice a creature, return target creature from your graveyard to the battlefield. Activate this ability only during your upkeep. So we're going to have a lot of our opponent's creatures. We'll definitely be able to take advantage of this. So, next up, we've got Norit. So this is going to force a creature to attack. That's kind of sweet, but he also has the ability to tap and untap a blue creature. Our general's blue. Most of the stuff that is stealing something is blue. But yeah, let's jump into the other ways we're going to untap all these tapping creatures and enchantments and artifacts. So we're running 14 ways to untap some type of permanent. I mean, we're definitely going to want to untap things more than once a turn, so we're running pretty heavy on untapping permanents here. We've got Affeto Alchemist. So this is going to untap a artifact or a creature. We've got Fate Stitcher. I mean, this card's solid, just untaps any permanent. Then we got Niblis of Breath. untaps a creature, Puppeteer untaps a creature, Vizier of Tumbling Sands untaps a permanent. And then Freed from the Real, that untaps a creature, Peeman's Aura untaps a creature, John Doerr's Saddlebag untaps a creature, Majorite Stone untaps a creature, and Puppet Strings untaps a creature. And then we get into Thousand Year Elixir that untaps a creature, and Unbender Tyne, which untaps a permanent. But then we got the Star Untapper here. We've got Umbral Mantle. So this is just, I mean, this is a great card in a lot of decks. You can go infinite with Joiner Adept, make an infinite mana. But let me pull this up. Okay, Umbral Mantle is 3 of any color for an artifact equipment, and the equipped creature has pay 3, untap this creature, it gets +2/+2 until end of turn, and the equip cost is 0. So yeah, like I said, you can go infinite with Joiner Adept, because he taps for his power. So I think you could maybe go, no, that puts 1/1 counters. It doesn't keep it up. But yeah, Joiner Adept, you can go infinite mana with him. But we're not doing that in this deck because we're not running green. Okay, so this was the hardest part of the deck. And this is, if you're going to build this deck, you might want to change it up a little bit. But to stay on theme, the only way we're drawing cards in this deck is if we have to tap something to do it. So we've got Arcanus the Omnipotent. And this thing's super expensive. I've never cast it. I've run it a couple times. But 3 of any color. And then it's got the blue. It's a legendary creature wizard 3/4, and it says tap, draw 3 cards, and then you can pay 4 to return it to your hand. Yeah, we don't really care about that too much. Next up, we've got Archivist, and this taps to draw a card. Then we've got Enclave Cryptologist. Now, this one's a little trickier. It's 1 blue. And it has the level up, so you level it up for 1 of any color and 1 blue. Levels 1 through 2, we draw a card, then discard a card. And level 3+, we draw a card. And this thing stays the 0/1, so when you level it up, it does not get bigger. Next, we got a nice one here. Jace's Archivist, 1 of any color, blue. Pay 1 blue and tap. Each player discards his or her hand, then draws cards equal to the greatest number of cards a player discarded this way. So this one's definitely going to help us out. We're definitely going to want to find this. Then we got Merfolk Looter. Tap, draw a card, and then discard a card. Next up, we've got Thought Courier. So 1 of any color, a blue, for a 1/1 human wizard. Tap, draw a card, then discard a card. And then we've got Zephyr Scribe. So this is just the same, except it's 2 of any color and 1 blue for a 2/1. And whenever you cast a non-creature spell, you may untap it. So then, you know, we'll get a couple. Maybe trigger that a couple times, be able to draw and discard a card a couple times. But that does it for the creatures. We've got a couple... a couple of artifacts in here that are somewhat card draw. We've got Sensei's Divining Top. That's a staple. And then we've got Crystal Ball, which has become another staple. And this is just going to help us filter through our deck to find what we need when we do draw. So Crystal Ball is 3 of any color for an artifact that says pay 1, tap, scry 2. That tap, we got to have it. This whole deck, it's nothing but tap. And then let's jump into the mana rocks here. So we're running 8 mana rocks, and we had all those things that untapped permanents, so we're going to be able to mana ramp through that a little bit. But we've also got, let me get back up to the creatures here, we've got Synode Artificer. And Synode Artificer is 2 of any color and 1 blue for a 1/2 Vidalcan Artificer, and it has the ability of pay X, tap, tap X target non-creature artifacts, or pay X and tap, untap X target non-creature artifacts. So, I mean, we're running Gilded Lotus and Soul Ring, Hedron Archive. These are all tapping for multiple mana, so we're going to be able to ramp out a little bit from that. And then we're also running Azorius, Dimir, Orzhov Signet, Paradise Mantle. So let me read Paradise Mantle. This is just to give our creatures a little bit of versatility, but Paradise Mantle is 0 for an artifact equipment. Equipped creature has tap, add 1 mana of any color to your mana pool, and it has the equip cost of 1. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty sweet. It's going to help us early game. And then Hedron Archive, and we're running Mind Stone. So Hedron Archive, you pay 2, tap, and sack it to draw 2 cards later in the game. And Mind Stone is pay 1, tap, sack to draw 1 card. So let's get into some other cool stuff we got in here. We got some artifacts coming up and then enchantments. But we've got Illusionist Bracers. This is 2 of any color for an artifact equipment. It has an equip cost of 3. And whenever an ability of the equipped creature is activated, if it isn't a mana ability, copy that ability. You may choose new targets for the copy. So, I mean, yeah, we're going to want to put this on Avatar Woe or Marique or something where we're stealing or destroying creatures. Get a little added bonus out of that. Next up, we've got Cauldron of Souls. Now, this is a $3 card right now, but the thing was down to under $1, and they probably will reprint it again in the Commander set soon, so watch for that, and you'll get it for pretty cheap. But it is 5 of any color for an artifact, and it says, tap, choose any number of target creatures. Each of those creatures gains persist until end of turn. So, yeah, I mean, this is going to help our creatures a little bit, but something that would be really funny to do is if your opponents try to sack out their own creature so you don't steal it, if you could tap this to give it persist and have it come back and then steal it. I mean, that's why you play EDH, so that's pretty funny. Let's get into some enchantments. So we've got, where is it here? Koskan Falls. This is 2 of any color, black. During your upkeep, tap target untapped creature you control or bury Koskan Falls. So that's why it's making it into the deck. We gotta tap that creature. But no creature can attack you unless its controller pays an additional 2 whenever that creature attacks. So it's a tap version of Propaganda and Ghostly Prism. You know, I mean, if I was trying to build this deck competitive, I'd probably throw both of those in there just because there's not... I mean, this deck, we're not going to be attacking with a bunch of big creatures and, you know, there's no combat tricks to win. I mean, basically what we're going to be doing is stealing our opponent's creatures and then attacking them with it. So, I mean, this deck's more fun than trying to win, you know? We're just going to screw with the table and have some fun. But let's get into helping our opponents have some of this tapping fun. We've got Authority of the Councils. Creatures your opponents control enter the battlefield tapped, and then we gain a life whenever a creature enters the battlefield under our opponent's control. But we've also got Blind Obedience and Kismet that are both enchantments, and they do the same thing. So we're going to have all of our opponent's creatures enter the battlefield tapped. I mean, that's going to help us out a little bit for Royal Assassin. There were a couple, Stone, Catapult, you know, there's a couple things where that matters. But yeah, I just thought it was pretty funny flavor to throw in there. So, yeah, if you guys have any suggestions, those will be the cards I'm taking out. But I definitely want to hear, you know, I did a pretty long database search to try to find stuff to put in this deck, but you know, I know I probably missed a hell of a lot of stuff. But let's get into our magical Christmas land here. So we got turn 1 Plains to Mother of Runes to Paradise Mantle. Turn 2 we're going to play Fetid Heath and then equip Paradise Mantle to Mother of Runes and play a Soul Ring. And then turn 3, we're going to play Marique, and then play Illusionist Bracers, and then turn four. Yeah, I mean, we're going to play whatever land, hopefully a Homeward Path, so things don't go crazy, and equip Illusionist Bracers to Marique, and then just start stealing whatever we can and trying to, you know, hose our opponent's board and just keep it under control. So, there you go. That's your magical Christmas land scenario, and then hopefully you draw something to untap your untap your permanence or your Marique turn four. So, okay, so that was the, you know, this is a real deck I'm making. Yeah, I'm probably definitely gonna upgrade it after a while of playing it. I just want to play it like this and see how it works. I'll probably leave some notes on the episode and the tapped out list. So, but yeah, I think it'll be pretty fun, and then I'll eventually, you know, add some more power in there. It'll probably be a control deck like everyone else's, but we'll see. Maybe I'll like it. I don't know. The draw is super bad, though. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's pretty bad. You add some, you know, Rhystic Study and a Phyrexian Arena in there and some other stuff. Maybe a Concentrated Sphinx of your own. But, yeah. I hope you guys liked this episode. If you did, please like and subscribe. And I'll get some more episodes out here soon. Like I said, this is a pretty affordable deck. If somebody wanted to use it as a shell to make a pretty fun Marique deck, that would be pretty cool. I wanted to go over some of the cards here that were worth money. So you got Stone Catapults, $8. Coffin Queen, $7. Urtai Wizard Adept is $11. Authority of the Councils is $3.50. Koskin Falls is $7.50. Cauldron of Souls is up to $3. Gilded Lotus, I mean, you should have Gilded Lotuses by now. That card's definitely going back up to $10. But, you know, that's at $3. Unless they reprint it in Battle Bond. If they do that, then maybe it's not going to go up that high, and I probably wasted a lot of money. But, then Illusionist Bracers, this is one you definitely want to throw in. That's $3. And then the top 17, Thousand Year Elixir, $6, and Umbral Mantle is $6. But, you know, everything else is pretty cheap. That's only, how many is this? 11 cards. So that's not terrible. You'll find something in there that, you know, make this deck work. But, yeah, that does it for the episode. Probably be here as soon as the spoilers or the sets released for Battle Bond. We're definitely going to go over that and see where we can stick some of these cards, whether it's in EDH or the Cube or, you know, just a casual deck. If there's something really fun we can look at. But you guys can follow me on Twitter at UTB Game Co. Yeah, UTB Game Co. Facebook, I'm Under the Bridge Game Co. YouTube is Kitchen Table MTG, and then Libsyn, iTunes, Stitcher is all Kitchen Table MTG, Anchor, wherever you're listening to podcasts. And then you can email me at underthebridgegameco@gmail.com, and my website is underthebridgegameco.com. And I got some D20 deck boxes I custom build, and you can pick whatever colors you want. So if you're interested in that, you can check out some of the pictures on my Twitter feed or go to the website, and yeah, you can see them there. So you guys have a good day, and I will be back Friday, hopefully, with another episode. Bye. Music by BenSound.com.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.